broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Oh man, welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the ladies.
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
What? I mean, salute.
Man, just don't tell me you haven't heard about the Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, who is she?
Spitting on that thing.
Bro, that shit took off. Since last week, right?
Something like that. It's been like two weeks.
Yeah, and there's been a search for her ever since.
Right. Wow. But I saw that somebody had found her at a bar. I don't know if she was like a bartender. But apparently she was also a preschool teacher.
Oh.
Dude. Ah. And so the latest and greatest, they've been saying that she was asked to resign. So she had to resign just because she spits on a cock. And
discrimination.
No, that was a joke. That was from a satirical website.
That wasn't real?
That wasn't real. Oh. No, she was never a preschool teacher.
You did research?
No, I didn't do research. I just read a lot.
Cherokee.
Is that what research is called?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude. I'm not supposed to do that shit.
He's like, I just read information to learn.
Are you doing satirical research?
No, well, I was looking for this Hawk Tua girl because apparently she knew a lot about how to please a man in bed, right?
Cherokee, please explain to Victoria's what satirical means, man.
Oh, satirical?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Do I have to really explain
this
one?
Yes, of course you do.
It'd be fun for our listeners.
It's supposed to be playing it off as truth, but you're playing off like a true story, but in a funny way. That's not true.
Oh, so you were supposed to say true story, bro.
No.
True story.
It's meant to be funny, and you're supposed to know that it's like not real.
It's almost like sarcasm.
It's like sarcasm, yes. Okay. Sort of, kind of. Like,
so you could have just said, it was a very sarcastic story.
No, it doesn't hit the same as satirical.
Satirical.
I like satirical.
Country of origin.
It's like, you got a satirical face.
Well, no, that's not how you use it. That's not how you use it.
Fuck. So my feed is full of Hawk Tua right now.
Oh, man.
Like, she's all over the place. And I'm like, can you guys find her?
You know,
I knew she was in Nashville.
Why?
Because it just seemed like very a Nashville, very scene. Mm-hmm. She obviously has a kind of like a southern accent,
a little twang to it.
That was nice.
Yeah,
right.
That was nice.
And like if you see most of her interview, because there's parts. They play all the parts. She's a funny lady.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a part where she was like, the guy asked her, "So what's the best way to get over a guy?" Best way to get over a guy is get under another.
It's true.
Did you see her facial expressions, though? Oh,
yeah.
My God. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, she was hilarious. And she's an attractive woman, too.
You know, yeah. But I think I did find her, though.
No way.
You found her.
Yeah. Because there was there's one page that has about 50,000
views.
Followers. Oh, no, followers already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, but supposedly that's not her.
Oh, no.
That's not her. And then there's another one and it only has about 7,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her.
And supposedly that's her, but now she's like kind of jumping on the whole merchandise thing. Like,
she jumped on it right away, by the way.
Right.
And she started signing shit. It was like Hawk Tua 24 shirts and hats.
Yeah.
And she's like all about it, bro. Her name is Haley.
Haley Tua.
Haley Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
But, like, explain, what is a Hawk Tua? Like, can you let us know what that is?
Yeah, the Hawk Tua, right? It's kind of like one of those things where, you know, you're with the lady, and she's doming you up. For those of you that don't know what doming you up means, she's giving you fellatio.
She's slobbing the knob. Yeah.
She's giving you head.
Oh,
She's putting your penis in her mouth.
Okay.
She's about to, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically, just to add extra lubrication, you can spit on it, right? Like,
ooh.
And that was the female.
Ah.
The female can spit on the guy's penis.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's an option.
Right.
And apparently, in her words, that's how you keep a man.
You say haktua and spit.
No, you don't say haktua.
I hope they don't say haktua.
It's just supposed to sound
haktua,
like that.
Haktua, bitch. And then you just go,
But you know what? That would kind of gross me out. Like if the girl were to go like.
Oh, because that's like a loogie.
Well, yeah. Like that's what the haktua.
But if you think about it, it's extra slippery with the loogie, not just spit.
I guess.
So
that's kind of gross already.
But that might be better lubrication for
her. Yeah, but then there's her muckles all over your shit.
Well, right, I know, but
that's dirty.
Yeah, but at that point, does it really matter?
That's dirty.
I don't know.
It's not dirty that when she spits, she sounds like a man?
I know, man. Shit. You know what? I got to read.
My girls don't sound like men. The fuck?
No, but
you're talking about that fucking video that we showed. Fucking.
But listen, man. Every morning since I was probably like 12 years old, you would hear like people walking down the street talking loogies going to work, bro. That was like the thing. Like for some reason, it was a smoker that lived next door. Uh-huh. And right by my window, he'd fucking be like.
That's all you heard.
That's all you heard every fucking morning for like 10 years, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's fucking nuts, bro.
So these smokers just, you know, all of a sudden they build that mucus.
Or
up.
Even when dads, like when they're driving, they would spit,
they
out,
spit
the
out the window.
Like,
yeah, my dad, I don't know if he still does it, but fuck. I remember when I was young and he would do that shit and I'd be like,
ew.
Like, what the fuck?
But it changes when the female does it and she's knobbing you or whatever.
No, I don't like that sound at all.
Knobbing you.
She's knobbing, slobbing your knob.
There you go.
Yeah, she's going down on you.
Yeah.
Performing oral sex.
Right.
Got it.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but some people need that transparency. Like, what? Like, yeah, oral sex. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's a very technical way to put it.
Yeah, but you,
not the people that listen to this
show. No, okay, they don't like that term.
My bad.
What people?
The people.
So this is a girl that was interviewed in the
on the streets.
On the streets.
Mm-hmm. On the strip.
Not like not Figueroa streets.
No.
Okay.
In Nashville.
And they were interviewing her about.
Yeah.
Just random.
Oh, okay. Those random interviews. Stupid shit. Oh,
yeah. So they're coming out of the bars. They're already drinking.
Yeah. She was probably gonna go haktua.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, she was looking for somebody to haktua.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was coming out of a bar. She was already, been drinking for a little bit.
Social, a little bit more sele.
Right. So she's, lubricated enough for her to have these answers.
Right.
And that's why they like these man on the street questions.
Right. Because drunk people don't lie.
They don't.
That's the thing.
And
she just seemed very, genuine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she was nice, I don't know.
Do you think that was the appeal, that it's somebody that normally you probably don't picture saying that, and now she said it, so it's
right.
The girl next door says some dirty
shit.
Because
if it was like
you
a
guys
ra-
ain't
like
shit.
Because if it was like a
you guys ain't shit.
Because if it was like some ratchet
exactly.
ass chick,
so if it right. was a ratchet girl, be like, ew, dirty ass bitch, but because she's clean looking,
right.
yeah, because she was with one of her friends,
and they're all virgin and Christian.
I think if it would have came from her friend, it wouldn't have had the same feeling.
Right. It wouldn't, because
her friend looked more of that, kind of like ratchet style.
Right. Yeah.
But her, she was like Miss America.
And she's probably the sluttier one. She probably had more dicks in her mouth than everybody in the congregation.
She's the pastor's daughter, man. Shit, come on, homie.
High five to that.
It's all we done, bitches.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to the undercover whores. Las mosquitas muertas. Yay! Yeah. We love you. Without you, we wouldn't have these moments.
Exactly.
Haktua to all.
And to all a good night.
Yay!
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
That's crazy. But see, and that just goes to the point that as men, once again, of course, I have to throw the female perspective much as us women here, I want a clean girl. Nah, y'all motherfuckers are full of shit. You want a dirty ass bitch. Dirty in the sense that she's down for the get down.
Right,
the pulling the baby hairs, whatever it is you want to pull. You know? Mm-hmm. So I always tell girls, when a guy tells you that shit, he's a full of shit. He's the one that probably watches the most porn of all.
Mm.
You know? Just keep it, transparent.
But that's the saying, right? Like the freak in the sheets, right? Like it's a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I couldn't date a fucking, married, but.
Please don't. But like, thank you, please.
I'd say if I wasn't. Like, I don't know. Like, that's to date somebody ratchet or somebody, a girl that carries herself like that. And mm-hmm. I'd be a little embarrassed to be have her around.
What if during the week, okay, and maybe Barlow's over. I want to, because Barlow's single one. You marry, you don't count. All
right. Damn.
But perfect example.
That don't count.
So let's see the girl, you're single. You meet a girl, she's got her shit together, job. From Monday through Friday, she presents well. But on the weekend, she lets loose. She likes to wear the little skirts, get a little, you know,
titties
drink
out.
Drink. The boob, the cleavage is out, a little bit more, you know, out there. Would you have a problem? Would you consider that a ratchet behavior? Now, she's got all her shit together.
And I'm dating her, or I'm trying to date her, or I am dating her.
You're trying to get to know her, Monday through Friday.
So Monday through Friday, I think, she's a, you know, awesome.
Responsible. She goes to the, businesswoman, handles her works. Shit.
But she's doing this with him, right? Like
on the weekends, like he's like, hey, let's go.
Like on the weekdays, we'll go out for coffee.
Right.
Or, and she's
dressed as a professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because she just got off her job. Right. You know, she's probably an attorney somewhere.
Ooh. Okay.
Shit. I'm going to level it up for my homie here.
There we go. All right. Now we're talking
about attorney. But on the weekends, you're like, hey, let's go to the beach. Uh-huh. Get to go to. Y se pon unos chorcitos bien apretaditos. Maybe she doesn't have a B-bell, but she's a nice looking girl.
Sure.
Well, the beach, you can't use the beach because the beach is kind of expected that she's going to wear like. Right. Like a regular top.
No,
but you're anywhere like at a bar.
Yeah, you're gonna go bowling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bowling, and she wears like you know short shorts, you know, because she wants to look good.
Half
for
her
you.
Ass is hanging out.
Maybe a little butt cheek is showing. A little booty cheek. That little cachetito part.
That's it. Yeah. Just a little. Yeah.
The one that's enough to give a boner, but not. You know.
It's like.
So, would you consider that ratchet? You know, that she maybe has a drink and she's like, ooh, Barlow, that's my man. He's balling. Mm-hmm. You know, he got a strike. He's going to get another one later.
I'm fucking him tonight.
Hak-twa
for everybody.
That motherfucker's got to say it right, though.
And then she starts.
Hak-twa.
And then she starts twerking like, you know, in fun.
Oh, yeah.
See, I talk a big game, but I don't like my women like that. I don't. I really don't. You know what? If I'm gonna, this is 30-year-old Barlow's talking.
30. 2 years ago, you were 30.
5 years ago.
Oh, 5 years.
Five.
Ago.
I'm 35 now. 30-year-old Barlow's. Mm. You know. What?
Why are you laughing?
I know.
It's getting hot in here.
A little warm. All right, my bad.
30-year-old Barlow's would fucking take that in a second and, you know, and we'll take her back home and do what we got to do, right? And I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I wouldn't see her again. Because that's not my type. 35-year-old, current, present time, like today.
Today, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. 35 and 6 months.
Okay, there we go.
Stupid.
All right.
I would be embarrassed and I would want to try to get out of there as fast as I could because I wouldn't want someone that I'm interested in to be dressed that way because I'm not like I just don't appreciate that.
Okay, but let's say you guys are in a place where no, you're not going to run into anyone you know.
It's not even about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's about the perspective of everyone around.
But,
you know, like, you can look sexy and not fucking be ass out. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not saying I don't think that shit is fucking sexy as fuck. Right. I mean, I fucking like that shit. But
just not when it's your woman.
Not when it was my woman and it's or someone that I'm interested in. And they're dressing that way.
Bola de hipócritas.
I know. I wouldn't want that around my daughter. For me, it'd be embarrassing, honestly.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, be sexy, fucking show off your tits, but you know, you ain't got to fucking half your nipple shouldn't be hanging out. Half your ass shouldn't be hanging out. Right. At least not with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I've seen females with like short stuff and they look classy.
Hell yeah.
Like it and it's like okay, you know, you've been professional all week, then you let loose and you want to show off your body a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. But if you have booty cheeks hanging out and titties like almost like popping out, I can see your areola like that's or like it's holding on for dear life. That's kind of like, you know, that goes from classy to a little bit trashy almost, you know.
Kind of like Kanye's girls, right?
Yeah, they're like fucking terrible, like bro.
I guess they're married, right?
Or yeah, his current wife.
Like, that's like the weirdest fucking...
I mean, let's consider the age difference, too, and the dynamics in the relationship in general.
Yeah, but
she's 20-something.
Yeah, but even you as a woman to be like, you know, I'm going to wear a see-through plastic fucking... bath sheet that over looks, me today.
That's just too much, right?
And that's what it's going to be.
Transparent, yeah.
I mean, who knows what's going on behind closed doors, you know?
Well, those doors better be. They got to remain closed.
You know, there's
some Diddy shit's going to go on in that fucking house.
So and that goes back to that. Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, we all know what's going on.
Yeah.
There.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I talk a big game, but, you know, I like my women to be classy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, at 35. You know, I don't know where I'm going to be at 40 or 45. You know, but you know,
definitely not here.
No, not at all. Definitely not. No, by that time, I should be fucking retired.
Hey, so if the girl you're dating, she's like, oh, cool, cool, but she came out in the video like that, saying shit like that, and
Tua,
just,
and she's fucking world famous. That is a very good question.
I mean.
Holy shit.
All she's doing is expressing her ways of pleasing her man.
But not every man that's seen that is jerking off to.
You know what? I haven't jerked off to her once.
No, not even.
You're married.
No.
You don't count.
No, but married men can jerk off.
I haven't jerked off to her.
No.
Not to hack to us.
Good question.
It's not a jerk off video.
No,
it's not a jerk off video.
It definitely is not.
It's a feel good, like, kind of like.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, she's looking out for us.
A little bit of self esteem. Like,
shout out to her. You know what I mean?
You know, all she did was prove something that is actual, which means that. Men, we do enjoy that, and that's how you keep us, you know, happy.
We like a little bit of dirtiness in the bedroom.
Yeah,
right. A little bit, just a little bit, you know, like just to keep it fresh in the bedroom.
What's a little bit though?
Haktua.
Just don't do that. Yeah. Just don't say Haktua. Yeah. Just fucking, you know, do a little
spit.
Got it.
Ladies, got it. Yeah.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Right, I got a question for the married guys. The settled down guys.
All right.
Okay, there's nobody here, though.
But this... These guys.
The fuck?
Jericho and Mix.
Oh, me?
Victoria. Yeah!
On this show, we pretend we're not, right?
Oh, okay.
What?
No, we do.
You should have told me.
I heard. But a serious question, especially because you guys have been committed in the marriages.
Wait, she said serious.
Serious question.
How's this fucking start?
Get serious.
It's time to get serious. Woo! There we go.
So, something I wonder these things. As married guys, when you guys have alone time, your hand on your organ.
Organ?
Oh, I like to play music.
I don't have big enough place for that.
No?
What's the proper
your
word?
Penis, your penis, goddammit.
Your penis, And, you know.
This is not a fucking PG-13.
It's because, you know, I'm a lady.
She's a lady.
All right, but let's take it back to Haktua moment. When you guys when you guys jerk off, do you guys think of other people?
Yes, of course. Oh, wait.
Carlos.
Married people. Married people.
You know, the weirdest shit pops into your head while you're doing that, though.
Okay, but have you answered the question, though?
I'm talking about, like, porn stars or something,
No,
right?
Just anybody.
Well, because you just don't jerk off
he's
to nothing.
Say, he's going
to
say, he's gonna say McTory.
No, I know. What the fuck?
I'm looking right at him.
Okay, so, all right, I'll say my answer first.
Okay.
So for me, it's never, like, real people that I know or shit like that. Like, it's been, like, either, like, movie stars, actresses, or porn stars.
But not even an ex or anybody before?
Okay. I've never gone that route.
Okay.
It's just never popped into my head like that.
The thing is, like, when we're talking about porn, porn is enough. I mean, you don't need to think about anything but the porn.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that. See, you know?
Okay, so you think about a porn star?
Or well, porn, you, a scene?
Because you're looking at it. You're watching it.
Oh, you're watching it. Okay. Yes. Okay. All
right. Unless you guys can
like
do
it. In the shower.
Oh, you guys jerk off in the shower?
Yeah, I mean, I jerk off in the shower.
I know. Excuse me, what?
No,
what?
I'm exclusive with my shower.
You never jerked off in the shower?
You guys are the reasons for the drought. What the fuck? Why do you jerk off in the shower?
Bro, there's no drought. There's no drought in 30 seconds, bro.
Good. Damn.
You make it happen, Captain.
What the fuck?
He said, if that shit's causing a drought, California's in trouble.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Is that a
drought? I'm in the shower.
Cherokee's over there wrestling with his shit for 2 hours. Say, what the fuck?
Bro, minimum like 20 minutes while I'm watching porn. There's no in the shower. No way I can do it in 20 minutes, really? Man. Are you crazy?
But see, but I'm that's just how I'm built. Cause like we've talked about it before on the show where you know, I mean, I don't masturbate while watching porn. Like, you know what I mean? I do the buildup, and then I go and I take care of it. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
missing out, bro. You're missing out.
It's just, that's it. I don't know. Like, I feel like.
2 hours?
No, not 2 hours.
No. He said 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
No, I mean, some guys probably go 2 hours to, like, learn how to, like, control it, you know? So that's why I'm
well,
like,
yeah, there's ways to, you know, kind of, like, elongate your thing.
I mean, that's a whole different conversation.
Right.
Like, how do you learn to fucking hold that shit in?
Yeah. Well, you don't fucking, what do you call that? Jackrabbit?
Jackrabbit.
Yourself. Yeah. And then you're able to kind of, like, just maintain that you know, that pace.
Right.
Hey, man, this is interesting.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of efficiency.
Okay, explain.
It's a get her done.
but do you think about it in the shower, though?
In the shower, I think, like, say if I had been watching whatever, I think about that. I think about the scenes. I think about whatever. Like,
showing more quality.
Do you have a favorite porn star?
I used to when I would dabble in like a lot.
Dabble?
Like, yeah, because I was into it a lot.
You
yeah,
were addicted.
I had like a little bit of an addiction for a little bit.
Wow, really?
And I used to. Yeah, like I would know them by name and
damn,
everything. Like, you know, like it was.
Oh wow!
So if you would go to the what do you call those
the porn conventions.
Mm-hmm. You would look for that specific.
Like
porn
oh shit,
star.
That's Debbie does.
Debbie does
does the world.
You've been to porn conventions?
Like 3.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like when they used to have them here in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to one in to the smokeout, right?
Yes,
they had the little mini one.
I love that one, man.
Yeah,
that
one was cool.
That was
it
fun.
Was in San Bernardino?
Somewhere out there. And I still have the pictures, by the way.
Yeah. No, that was cool, but
I didn't go.
You didn't go.
He was too young, guy. He was like,
oh, that's true.
I was like 8, bro.
He was a baby. Wow.
I was barely discovering myself.
And was this in your college days when you were into like going to this porn convention and whatnot?
That was definitely what 23, 24.
Yeah.
And but that's the thing. Like that's for me. Like shower's the best time. Like I don't.
So shampoo or body wash? Which one is your favorite?
Neither. Use the fucking water.
What?
Yeah.
You don't love yourself, bro.
He likes it rough.
You know what? For me,
he does like it rough.
He likes it rough.
You know what?
He pulls his own hair.
He's like,
he pinches his own nipples.
Don't be so tough.
He's like fucking choking himself.
Like you're gonna leave me a mark.
Stupid ass.
He's like
stop.
Sabato had mi pareja. Que no tengo.
Wow.
See, for me, jerking off is more. I don't know what happened, bro. Mm. I mean, guys. I mean, guys,
bro.
Guys
bro.
And girls.
She's the homie,
bro.
I don't know what happened,
bro. She's a bro.
But jerking off for me now is more of a check your system, make sure you're working, make sure the oil's still fucking good. And then it's also just to kind of relieve that pressure.
Sure.
Because you know sometimes you're sitting around and you think I should jack off.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. You're like, I should go poke something.
No. Right. I should jerk off. You know. Yeah. You know what? I want to jerk off, and then you're like, nah.
He said nah.
Yeah. But then
when do you say nah?
No. You kind of blow it off. You're like,
okay.
It's a dance.
Yeah.
It's a dance.
Oh, okay.
I don't need to jerk off. But then like 15 minutes later, it's the same thing. Ah, I should jerk off. I can wait. I got to do some shit. And yeah. then you continue to think about it. And it fucks with you. And then you're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I got to go do it. And then it's just a matter of finding the video, a video. Either I'm doing stepmoms or I'm doing bratty sisters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I love the transparency. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, shit. Uh-huh. There's a stepmom that's fucking hot as fuck.
Really?
That's the one. That's my go-to girl.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know her name.
Wait, just wait, whoa, just whoa, whoa.
She just pops up on the feed.
Just the theme of
I just look, you know, stepmom, and then I'm like, you stepmom, look for her. You know, gets caught or some bullshit. And yeah, I saw it.
Okay, I'll look for that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, all right, so I got the video. All right, let's get this shit done. And I'm done in like fucking within a minute or two. Then after that, I'm
relaxed.
Good.
He's such a tease. He's such a tease to himself. You notice that? He's told himself three times.
He rejected himself.
He rejected himself three times. That's a fucking tease.
I'm like, you're not ready.
You're not ready for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
He don't want it.
Yeah, but that's the magic of being a man. Dude.
Yeah.
What? I have another question.
Go for it.
How true is it that, well, it's just, you know, because girls, we hear shit, whatever. But how true is it that a lot of men learn about sex through porn as opposed to learning it from friends? And
100%.
That's how I learn.
And, yeah. Okay. And when you see those, or when you would see them before, I don't know what you would think, but do you expect a woman to want those same things, or is it just you're watching it to learn how to get it started?
We believe
that that's the way that they wanted us to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, just fucking pound the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then later in life, you find out that that's not what women really want.
Yeah. Right. And we still don't know what women really want, but we're learning. But
I know what women want.
No, I don't.
No, you think? You know.
You know what? I think we
tell
know
me what you want. What you really want? Yeah, I'll tell you.
I think we know what they want, but I think we've been watching porn for so fucking long that's what we want. You know what I mean? Because that's just what we've been brainwashed to fucking to desire in a sense. You know what I mean? To get in there and be like, you almost desensitize yourself if the partner that you're with isn't doing these things, you know, and it was like no, bro, like that's a movie. That's not what women want. Mm. Women don't want to get jackhammered.
That's what the girl told you. Like, no, bro.
That's not what I want, bro.
I want you to go slow. I want you to fucking make me get wet. I want you to make me get ready.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that later.
Turn on the oven before you bake the bread.
Yeah, you know, you learn about the foreplay and all that stuff, you know.
So at what age did you guys start learning about, like, oh, there's more to just fucking dry hammering, you know?
39.
You know, God damn it.
He's like still working on it. No. It's stupid.
For me, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So 32. 32.
33. Yeah, 33.
You know, I learned a little young.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Now.
You're advanced for your
I'm advanced.
Age,
I am.
But see, well, cause
I'm an old soul.
Can I have questions too, old soul. Yeah.
No, these are great questions.
They are.
You know,
they
nobody are. Asks the fellas these type of questions. Right. Okay. They're always very selfish questions.
Yeah, like, when are you going to fuck me?
Oh, God. Y'all, please stop asking Carlos that. How dare you?
Buy me dinner first.
Stay out of my DM. What the fuck?
Yeah. God, Noelia.
What?
Okay. All right.
Victoria's over here choking.
You're so fucking stupid. You're so stupid. I almost ruined Jericho's rug. God damn it.
You almost came on my rug? What the fuck?
Hey, man, I was a little excited, bro. What's going on?
You promised not to say nothing.
I'm over here like, yeah, fucking asshole. Stop fucking bugging him.
Oh, my God.
Ay, 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 my goodness. No, whatever. You replied. Anyway. But, so my question is like, so men, they'll watch porn to learn about, oh, I want to learn how to fuck like that. That's what they like.
Yeah.
What happens when you meet the girl that says, and she knows more than you?
Well, if you're mature enough, you fucking listen and you follow her instructions.
But you just said the key word, mature. 99% of your species is not.
That's why women are so, why women are frustrated up until they get to a certain age.
Yeah.
And then they realize, you know what? The older guys are usually the ones that are better at, you know.
No, but that's not even true.
Yeah.
You're 32. You don't know.
I'm 35.
I'm above that age bracket.
Okay.
And the men my age, they don't want to be doing shit anymore. They're tired because they're grandpas already.
Wait, hold. What
the fuck?
They just want to get to it and go to sleep.
Not even that.
Hak-tua?
No, Hak-tua.
It's not even Hak-tua. It's just Hak.
It's just Hak. And it's over.
What you're saying that the men your age.
Yeah, a lot of
them. Which
is,
what, 42?
40 to 45.
Bullshit.
Okay. I'm not saying it's my best experience.
Play that video with the kid. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm not saying that it's me personally because, you know, I mean, not, you know, whatever. But I've heard that with friends, you know, amongst, like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, so they, a lot of my, well, not a lot because I don't even have a lot of single friends, but the single girls that I do know, a lot of us get hit on by younger guys.
Give them my number.
Younger guys. And then when they bring up the older guys that are our age, it's like, well, all them do, like, yeah, there's 45-year-olds that are our grandparents.
They're tired
as fuck. Sure. They're working to take care of a lot of shit. And so by the time they get to them, like, the girl is like, you know, they want to be girls now. Like, hey, babe, let's just hold each other. Like, what the fuck?
The fuck?
Wait. The guy saying this?
Yeah, stop. Like, just like, hey, let's just chill. Like, I'm tired. That shit doesn't like make that. Any sense. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm staying away from everything right now.
Wait, so they're not trying to fuck. They're just trying to.
They are, but they're not as, like.
Vibrant.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not as into, like.
So you guys want.
Crazy shit.
You guys want a porn guy at this age.
Because what happens, obviously, like Barlow said, as we get older, we're like, I don't give a fuck if this guy thinks I'm a slut because I like to do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Clearly, I've been in relationships before. You could think I had 20 guys, or I just learned to do this shit 20 times with the same guy.
Right.
But these motherfuckers are stupid, you know? Right. So as we get older, we're like, I don't give a fuck because physically, our body also starts changing, you know?
Right.
You know, we get more comfortable, more confident. And a lot of men our age are, like, intimidated by that shit. Like, nah, shut the fuck up, dude.
Or by a confident woman.
Yeah, if that's what you want to refer. Because it's like, yes, now we were older. We've gone through a lot of shit, through a lot of experiences with men or whatever it is that you go through. But you just build this sense of, like, I don't give a fuck. I like what I like. Doesn't mean that I'm going out there doing shit. It's just that when the person I'm dating, I'm into you.
Right.
This is what I want to do with you.
Yeah.
See, and I wonder if it's like, if like men and women are like different in that aspect, right? Like as guys, I think, you know, we're extra like freaky, I guess, when we're younger and we want to do all the freaky shit and all the freaky shit. And for whatever reason, sometimes a lot of females, they may not want to do the freaky shit because they don't want to be seen as a hoe or whatever.
Or the lack of confidence,
right?
Too.
And when you have older women that are comfortable with themselves, they're like, I'm okay with doing this freaky shit. Like I'm good. Like, I don't give a fuck, you know?
Because they're like, I don't give a fuck if this little longha gets in the way. You're going to like it.
Right.
Because more times than not, dudes do like certain type of physical bodies that when we were growing up, we were not aware that guys liked. So when we're younger, yes, we meet these guys. They're like, yeah, let's fucking bang upside down. The girl's like, nah, man, because physically I'm not comfortable you seeing certain things.
Right.
When women are older, like, boy, shut the fuck up.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because during sex, man, like, everything goes. Like, in a sense, like, like, people should be comfortable enough to be like, all right, cool. Because I remember there was this girl that I was hooking up with, and she hated, like, doggy style because she felt that her anus was, like, really dark.
So what?
I go, it's a regular fucking anus. Like,
probably somebody told her.
Right. And so,
girl,
what? Some dude probably did.
Maybe.
Why is your anus so dark?
Yeah, like, some fucking asshole probably did that.
No. Barlow's.
And
that was Barlow's.
Yeah, it came out too natural.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, like, I told her, dude, don't fucking worry about it.
Girl, you got a black hole.
You got a black hole. My dick gonna get lost in it. God damn it. Like,
I was like, you know what? Go date Victoria.
Oh. Hey, man. You're so stupid.
See?
No, and that's the thing, man. You can't. Mm-hmm. Like, women.
I can see that happening.
He's like, oh, date Victorious. He's like, he ain't gonna eat it, but he'll fuck you. shit.
He'll do something with that darkness.
Wow. But no, but that's the thing. But, you know, people tear them down. They tear them down, and then they get self-conscious, and that fucks it up for the next man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
You know what I mean? It fucks it up for the next man, and I'm like, why are you worried about your fucking... Yeah. I go, look at my asshole.
No, no. I didn't do that. Please don't show your asshole.
I didn't do that.
What if a girl wanted to see your asshole?
Nah. You know what? That's when my shit goes fucking droop.
Yeah, really?
Like,
nah.
Really?
Because it is, it, man, I've never seen it, but I know.
Never seen it.
I know. I know it does not look good down there.
It better not.
But there's a thing, though, like on my algorithm.
Because
I'll see a lot of Mexican Instagram or whatever. But there's these guys that were talking about, like, how women surprisingly, like, you know, lick their butthole. And they're like, wait.
Excuse me, what?
Es una experiencia que, o sea.
They love it.
And they love it. And then... there's some certain guys that I know that I've known, you know, they're single, whatever, whatever, like, in conversation like this. Because we're all adults. I'm like, hey, you guys like your fucking butthole licked? There's a few that are like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. They've told me this.
No.
I'm not asking for it, but if the girl wants to do it, I don't give a fuck. So I'm like, mira, you know?
Yeah, see, like, I've never had that done.
I've never had a moment of silence.
Yeah, because they're very, like, they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. She said, like, all the, like, they're getting shy on you, man.
That's a little weird, right?
Well, that's what I've been hearing.
Because, I've gotten dangerously close. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they go as far as the taint, and then they try to, like, sneak something with the, and I'm like, no. Like, I just tell them no. Yeah, I tell them no. I've just never been.
Yeah.
You fucking, like, prude.
Yeah, I am a fucking prude. I don't like the booty stuff. Like, I'm just like, it does nothing for me. That's the thing. Or who knows, maybe that shit would turn me out. Who knows? Because I've never let them do it.
There's
like,
straight guys at those. So I'm like, what? I mean, I wouldn't do it. But I'm like, I could see.
Blocked.
Damn it.
Wow. Stupid Barlow.
It takes a lot to get blocked by Barlow.
He just said he wouldn't want to do it. And look at how he blocked me.
This thing said blocked.
It takes a lot.
First, he throws me under the bus, and I'm, like, messaging him. I'm like, all right. I did it.
But now you're blocked.
Fucking now.
Report it.
You know? I'm like, I won't eat butthole. He blocks me. But he said he didn't want anybody to eat his butthole. I don't get
Bartles either.
Mixed messages. Yeah.
Okay. Messages. Well, okay, so here's.
I don't think it'll work out.
It's not you, it's me.
Because of the mixed messages, not because of anything else.
I'm all over the place. All
right.
Here's the thing, I've had it done once to me. It was like 10 years ago when I was like 25.
Your fucking infancy. What the fuck?
I was like, it was too soon. Too soon. I wasn't
ready.
Wait.
I was too young.
I was too young.
What about now?
I don't like it.
So that's from one that
because my butthole's ugly.
So if you had a pretty butthole, you'd be all about
it. How do
it,
you
what?
No butthole is pretty.
No, mine is.
No, what have they done to it, dude?
You know what? I'm going to take a picture of it.
No.
What?
Don't send it to us.
Don't send it to me.
Whoa.
I got blocked.
Hold on.
Jake is like, wait. Don't
dismiss it.
Send it to Shomar.
Said, don't dismiss it. I think, Jared, you should send it to Jericho.
Send it to Shomar.
I'm like three mezcales in, man. I'm pretty sure. This is a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
So you want the picture.
That way you know.
Wait, so he wants your butthole picture. So
that way I don't have to ask the fella.
Yeah.
What it looks like. Yeah. I already know.
You already know. And then you're going to agree.
Oh, yeah. You can co-sign.
Exactly.
Be like, you know what? Barlos is right.
It's an ugly butthole.
Wait, but we need to then take pictures of other buttholes to compare it. And you cannot.
Like a lineup? Like a police lineup?
Yes. Men's butthole. You cannot compare it to a women's butthole. That totally defeats the purpose. Uh-huh. You have to compare with other men's buttholes.
Yeah, because women, you know, they get the Brazilian wax. True. Get the fucking strip done.
And some women bleach their butthole because of men that don't like dark buttholes and shit. Whatever. To each its own. But in this case, we need Barlow's butthole and the picture of other buttholes. Mm. Men's
for comparison, like for cops.
Yes.
Like when you buy a house.
Like, you know, we got to do some serious research.
Like, pucker up, boys.
We need to do some serious research.
Hey, it'll be an Ask the Fellas butthole lineup.
Has the.
What the Dude, I don't want the fucking podcast associated with that shit.
I don't know, man.
Guess the fella butthole.
Guess the butthole.
This is part of Fellas University scientific research. I'll say the keyword. Research. We could get Chavo to judge.
This sounds like fun, bro. I don't know why you're dismissing it, man.
Yeah, dude.
You know, we'll include the fake fellas too.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Yeah,
fine. You know, we're fucking. Also, we're not even gonna be able to.
No, that dude is hairy.
Oh no, that's the black hole for sure.
Yeah. Oh wow.
He's like we may not even be able to see his ass.
Wow.
Like shit, like you know how black holes suck everything in? That's probably his ass. Like everything just probably just automatically goes in.
With someone that hairy, you would need extra wipes, right? To like,
I don't even know how that would work.
I don't know.
We need that butthole.
Yeah.
We need that butthole.
Like when exactly. Like when my dogs are hairy, right? Like and when they take a shit and all of a sudden it gets tangled in their ass. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the hardest thing.
Clucking little dingleberries.
Dingleberries. Oh, yeah. My God. So imagine a fucking guy with so much hairy ass.
And imagine the guys that don't wash their butt cheeks.
Oh, my God.
In the summertime.
No.
Summertime. Yeah. See? That's why I go, oh, my God.
You know, I'm forever, you know, wiping my butt because, you know.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, the balls get sweaty, guys out there, you know, if you're listening.
It's getting hot.
Listen to a lady, fella. We like, you know, we understand there's a certain smell, like normal.
Yeah.
Sure. But if you haven't bathed or showered for like 2 days and you've been walking around this heat,
it's
going
to be stank. Stank.
Yeah. You put your hand down there and you sniff it, then you tell me how you feel about it. You know? And there's some people like that. I mean, both women and men that just are
Hold on. Last time she was here, she was saying that she liked the funk of a man.
No.
And all of a sudden, wait, but all of a sudden, she's saying.
Not for 2 days.
Not for two. Wait, just 1 day or half a day?
Like the funk of like, oh, he's been working.
So half a day.
Yeah, like sudado normal.
Doing construction.
Yeah, like the normal shit. Like not the one that's rancid, that's burning your fucking eyes.
Okay.
Like, oh, what is this?
All right, I'm just not sure.
Wait. Okay. I have a question. So most of us, we're not in construction, or we don't work that type of, you know, blue collar fucking job, right?
No.
So would you prefer a blue collar sweating butthole or a, you know, white collar fucking, you know, sitting in an office all day when, you know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't matter because as long as he wipes his butt.
Mm.
No, but you're saying that he doesn't have to wipe his butt.
No, he has to. First of all, I'm not going to do anything to his butt. So I don't even give a fuck.
This question is moot then.
I know.
No, it's not.
No, she's talking about like scents and smells.
I'm talking about
like
the scent.
You're not even going to get that close unless you're going to hock to her.
No, he better fucking be clean down there. Like, you better go wash them
he's
balls.
Talking about washing the balls and the crevices around the balls.
Yeah,
and
you have to.
I understand.
Yeah. Because I've seen it and I've been a victim of it. Yeah. Like, estoy sudada de normal. And the guy's like, damn, you smell good. I'm like, ew. I'm thinking like, ugh. But they're like the guy for whatever enjoys, and it's not even like a stench, it's just the normal.
Yeah, like they smell you.
Been,
like,
yeah. Same with a guy.
There's a word for that. What? It's called must.
The must.
Right?
Musk.
Like
musk.
Musk. No, sorry, musk.
Musk with a K.
Nobody uses that word anymore, man. No. I'm disappointed in that, man. Because that word was special back in the day.
It must have been good.
But there's a certain. But when it's like a stench, like whoa.
You're right. Yeah. You don't want to stench.
No.
You know, for me, it's like, okay, yeah, sure, you've been walking around. Sure, you've been driving around all day. But, you know, when you are laying there and I'm down there and I smell you and I'm like, it smells like just a normal you as far as like your all day, whatever. Like
your own pH balance.
I'm all up in that
shit. No, you're good. You're good.
Do you take a deep breath in that shit?
Hell yeah. You're like, baby.
But if it's been like 2 days of hard work and no changing underwear and multiple shits.
That's different.
I wouldn't be able to survive the 1800s.
No.
Hell nah. No. You know, I barely survived the 1900s. But
Stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, that's... I have Cherokee dying 3 times today.
Hey, it's the mezcal.
Hey,
nah, but you know, it's been funny stuff.
Yeah. It gets easier when he's drinking.
Yeah.
What the? What do you guys?
Easier to make laugh.
No, this mezcal is really yeah. good. It but is. He's been really funny today.
Yeah.
But is that like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, there's a certain smell, but when it's stenchy, like your mama didn't raise you.
It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas show.
All right, fellas and lady fella.
Yeah.
So I went to this event at a university this past weekend.
Yeah, university?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, they still have your picture up.
They do?
Yeah.
You know what? I sued for that shit. I got lost on the way to Long Beach, and I ended up in the fucking Rainbow World.
Wow.
And you know, I'm one sure thing led to another.
Share some butthole pics.
Right. No, so I went right, and it was time to go to the bathroom. I had to fucking pee, and I go. And they have two separate bathrooms, right?
Okay.
Which I imagine it used to be a male bathroom and a female bathroom.
Right, right.
So now,
back in the 1900s.
Back in the 1900s, when when things made sense.
Yeah, right.
When men were men and women were women.
It's very true. It's very true.
So I look to the right, and it says all gender. And I look to the left, and it says all gender. And I'm like, fuck.
And Victoria's like, but I'm not gay.
I'm like, shit. What about this for the straight people? Like,
I'm just one gender.
I know, right? No, and no. But here's the funny part. On the left one, you look under, and it said all gender with urinals.
Ah, okay. So that's right.
So at that, I'm like, that sounds like men's to me.
Right.
Right, urinals. Why would a female need a urinal?
Well, except.
Except, yeah.
We're in the 2000s.
Oh. Right.
There's a female that still has her part, and she's peeing standing up.
Right. So that made the most sense to me, right?
For
like,
you, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, urinals, that's got to be favorable to guys. Right. So this is going to be kind of like lean more toward like men, right?
No. Go on. I just made sense.
And so I go in there, and I look to the right. Mm. Why are all the fucking urinals gone?
Wait, hold on.
They had no urinals. Fucking false advertising, bro.
So where did you pee?
No, well, they had stalls.
Oh, okay.
It was all stalls.
There's stalls on both sides.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't go into the other bathroom, but once I went into the one that specifically said
urinals.
With urinals, you know, there were no fucking urinals. It was just like that, like a ladies' restroom where you would go in and it just has a toilet, two or three toilets that are with stalls, right? So, and I had, which I wasn't going to use the urinal because I'm going to be transparent. I had to take a shit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I pee sitting down.
I pee sitting down. I enjoy pee sitting down. Stupid.
That's four.
Got him, man.
Got him.
No. Got him. You know,
Victor, Jerick is picturing you sitting down in that toilet.
Just being a fucking bitch.
I meant nothing. I was going to sit down anyway.
Yeah. Right?
That's what I pictured. No.
So I'm sitting down because I have to take a shit.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm the only person in there fucking taking a shit. And, you know, and sometimes it's those shits where you're kind of gassy.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like it was like, man, I was pushing and it was just a bunch of gas and shit.
You don't play music? When you know that's happening?
Wait, what?
No, well, not in the
public restroom. What do you mean, what?
In a public restroom?
Not in the public restroom. Really?
Wow.
You don't go. So,
I've never done that.
You don't go to the restroom and be like, you know what? This shit's going to be loud. Let me put on some EDM.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that.
I've never thought about that.
Mind blown, motherfucker.
That's a new game, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're playing in 2035 or something, man.
Yeah, that's some fucking Gen Z shit.
At 35, I'm a genius.
Yeah. No, so you know, so I'm going to town, right? And all of a sudden, I hear footsteps, and I figure I look at the shoes, and it's a fucking lady.
Oh shit!
So as soon as I see that it's a lady, my fucking butthole tightens up because I'm like, fuck, I'm not gonna fucking be playing battle shits here, like, and so I go, and she's like, taking her fucking time. She goes into the stall next to me, and she's going, and I'm just like, man, fuck this. And I just kind of wipe whatever I wipe, and I get up, and I'm just like, man, let me make it out before this turns into an awkward situation.
Wait, what the fuck are you doing?
I know.
This is a perfect opportunity.
You know, half shits are the worst.
They are the worst because
you're like, you get off, and you're like,
I got to go again. Yeah.
Like, and you're like.
It's like when you're going to climax and
it's incomplete. Right. It's incomplete, and you know it's still there.
You're like,
yeah, you're pissed off. Right.
but it was still a fail because I took my fucking jeans that have a button fly, and I'm fucking buttoning, and then she goes, whoosh.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, this bitch is going to beat me. And I go out, and I'm washing my hands, and she comes out. Oh. And she's so fucking embarrassed. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I just she didn't know what to say. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She's like, I don't understand, like, how these bathrooms work. I just really needed to go. And I'm like, same here. And she continued to be apologetic. And I was getting uncomfortable. And I was just like, I'm going to leave. You know, but no. And I got fucking caught. And I was just like. I don't know. Like, I just wasn't a big fan. I wasn't a big fan of sharing
restroom.
You know,
when you first brought up gender, because my experience has been I've seen gender restroom, gender neutral, but it's just one toilet, one sink.
Those are easy. Those are easy.
Okay, so that's why I was like, wait.
No. This one.
Oh, this is so, like just traffic was coming in out of it.
So in L.A.
Yeah, I would be uncomfortable too.
At the Fashion District at Truly L.A., they have gender neutral bathrooms. And they have what Victoria said. They have the urinal and they have the stalls. So when you walk in, it's like urinal to the further end of it, and their urinals are there. Mm-hmm. So you pee. There's like three urinals. You pee, and then you go on the other side where the stalls are, and that's where the sinks are.
Okay.
And then as you're washing your hands, a girl comes out, and then she's washing her hands next to you. And it's fucking all sorts of weird.
And the stalls, do they have that little thing where you can still see?
No.
Oh.
These are.
Oh, they're different?
Truly LA, they took care of that.
Good.
That shit.
Because
so
they could have done that forever, and they never did until now.
But not at this university, by the way. This is the old school. You can see the slit. You can see people. They can see you if
they could. They see him dipping and diving?
I know.
They can. They can if they really wanted
to. Well,
not with the
handicap restroom because it sits way back. And knowing it sits way back.
You're right. So, yeah. I mean, when you stood up and you heard her go, shh, you should have just sat back down.
Right.
You fucked up.
Damn,
I did.
You should have just unbuttoned all that shit down.
Yeah.
And first of all, why the fuck are you wearing button flies?
I don't know. Like I bought my first pair.
Grandpa.
Are we in the 1900s?
I don't think we are.
I made a mistake. It's like I bought my first pair of Levi's ever in my life. I've never had a pair of Levi's, and I bought them. I ordered them online. Uh-huh. They came and they're fucking button fly.
You realize?
Yeah,
that's
the
worst, bro. Especially when the little slit isn't big enough and it's really hard to get in and out.
Terrible. It's terrible, bro.
So what is the discomfort? Like, what is it? Running into a female or knowing that it's a trans person that could come in there, you can have that encounter?
The issue is, the biggest issue is, first of all, is anyone hearing me fucking shit? Oh,
yeah. Right.
Or fart.
But that could be a man or a woman.
Right,
anybody,
right, sure.
Anybody,
right.
Anybody.
But
okay.
But the worst part of it is a random woman or random girl or whatever the fuck hearing me fucking shit and fart, and then, like Victorious, we come out at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
What if I'm fucking single?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The girl's single, and there's no fucking way.
You broke the answer.
Yeah. That's done. That's done.
The most vulnerable moment is out of the way.
Yeah,
go for
it. Fucking way. That's some shit you do together at 6 months or a year.
Wait, what? 6 months? What the fuck?
What do you mean?
6 months?
No, I don't.
You better
I don't do that shit.
My girl did not take a shit in my mind for 10 years, bro. There's no way.
She's just walking around backed up.
We don't fart either. They don't fart either. When they're your girlfriends, they don't fart either.
They don't even fart. But
they
listen.
They don't have nothing. No bubble gut, no nothing.
They're like, fuck, you spending the night? Fuck.
But listen, this is how it used to be, right? When you worked in an office and you heard, and of course, you're in a men's restroom. There's all men in there.
Yeah.
and you hear somebody taking the nastiest shit, right? Yeah. You're like, let me look at the motherfucking shoes.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you knew.
That's how you fucking knew,
see,
right?
I know this motherfucker.
And then you come out and you look for those shoes, like, you're a nasty motherfucker. Fuck that asshole, right?
I told you not to eat those tacos.
So, and when it's a shared bathroom, there's a new dynamic, man.
Yeah.
And
that's why you got to play the music, man. Play the fucking music.
You know, I had never thought about that.
Yeah, dude. Like, if I'm at the airport, for mm-hmm. sure, I'm playing fucking music. Mm-hmm. The other day, I was at the airport. Not the other day, but, you know,
right.
a few weeks ago, I was at the airport.
I know what you mean.
I was like, you know what? I got to take a shit, and it's going to be mm-hmm. fucking loud. So I fucking put on some EDM shit. Blah, 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 blah.
So your shits were the bass? Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
Nah. Bah. Bah, 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 bah. And then I come out of the bathroom, my phone's still on, and the guy, another guy comes out, oh shit, you were the one playing that? Man, I thought it was the fucking the airport playing that shit. Nah, bro, it was me. Like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking take that shit.
That motherfucker Shazammed it.
No, man, no.
And yeah. you guys don't even like talk about it like, hey, I'm gonna blow it up in here.
Nah, we don't do that anymore, especially not at an airport.
Yeah, because you don't, yeah, you can't say blow it up.
Yeah, because then, woo, you'd be on the no-fly list in no time.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Like, you know, hey.
Well, they don't. They don't have a sense of humor at the airport.
You know, people at the airport aren't cool.
So that's the that's the
five.
You said five.
They never are cool. So that's the fear. A woman walking in on you while you're taking a shit.
Yeah, that's a... But then it'd be kind of weird, too. Like, if you're fucking at a urinal, right? And then you have, like, females walking through while you have... Like, you're holding your fucking dick.
That's true. I never thought of that.
I don't have a problem with that shit.
No?
I mean,
like,
I do.
That's like... Whoa.
I'm not the biggest, you know, fucking dick in the world, but...
It's not even that.
Well, no, it's
that.
Not about that. It's just...
Like, what if somebody's going there on purpose to look at dicks?
Oh, well. The female pulls up to the fucking urinal and shit.
She's like, move out the way, motherfucker.
Or what if she's like a regular female with a vagina? She's like, I like to be standing up.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, you ain't got no dick.
It's just a lot of weird dynamics with it. And it's just, to me, it's a safety issue in general. Not even a trans thing. It's just in general safety issue.
Right.
Especially because, I mean, I'm the type that I'll watch videos on all kinds of shit. I'll watch videos on... fucking dudes that hang out in the fucking park trying to lure girls into the bathrooms.
Right,
like,
right.
That's the shit I see. Where it's like, dudes are already trying to lure a girl into a regular girl bathroom, female.
And now you can just freely walk in. And that's the thing. Yeah. And then, like, let's say there's a female in there, and all of a sudden a guy walks in there, and now it's just you two in
that
there.
That, to me, is uncomfortable. Like, whoa. Because to me, at the end of the day, a man is a man is a man. I will choose the bear 100% over a man.
Oh, I heard that shit. Yeah. That was the question that they have been
like,
asking.
Like, if you're in the... They ask women, if you're in the woods... Would you prefer to be in the woods with a man or a bear? 9% of them said, like 9 out of 10 women said bear.
A bear. Oh, a bear will fuck you up. Exactly.
A bear is not going to harass you. A bear, you can scream as loud as it, and it will go away because it gets scared of you too.
He'll just claw you and fucking kill you right
but
there.
But he's going to do it because he's hungry and hunting.
No, Mensa. Sure. Have you seen Cocaine Bear?
I have. But the fucking bear had cocaine in his system. And he shit. But I hear in general, a bear, a bear 100%.
I'll just give him my picnic basket.
A bear. I will pick a bear and a moose. 100%.
Here you go, boo-boo.
I don't know. I still wouldn't fuck with
you
no bear.
You could train a bear.
Oh.
Before you could train
we're talking about different
a man. I know, right? No, you can't do a train on a bear. You fucking gross ass beast, you. Hey, pero I sent you messages, eh? You blocked me.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right, fellas and lady fellas.
Yes.
It's time to get the fuck out
of
here.
Already?
Oh, yeah, man. My remember, my daughter's fucking raging at home.
Okay. God.
Go Maddie, get some.
If she ever hears this shit.
My dad, what the fuck?
Talking about my period and shit.
Well, you know, these shows are going to be... It's gonna be around for a long time.
I know, dude.
Fucking
cloud and shit.
Yes. Never know.
Imagine we die and we become famous.
Oh my god.
That's some bullshit.
That's like some fucking Picasso shit,
like
right?
Yeah, like some Shakespeare, fucking Mozart.
Yeah, because when they were alive, people were like, these fucking Looney Tunes.
Frida Kahlo también.
Looney Tunes and shit.
They just saw her as a broken ass fucking Mexican woman.
She was.
And then in the future, like, wow, very wise people. Same with you guys. man. Like, they judge them like these fucking dummies. And then, and the years 20, 3500 or whatever, these were very wise men.
Yes, they knew what very they were talking about.
Yeah. We're timeless. Look,
yeah.
We're timeless.
Especially knowledge. That old soul, Barlow's.
Yes. Yeah,
they never grew.
The
they're like,
one.
I wonder if he's still 35.
Is he the real Peter Pan?
I know, right? Let me show you my Peter Pan.
Legend has it.
He sent some pictures.
Man, you know what, though? When I was able to be, like, a kid, though, right? And I wanted to be older. I just wished I was older, man. And I went to this fair and shit. And I got into this, like kind of like, it was kind of like a, what do you call those guys with the fucking crystal balls?
Oh, the genies.
The genies.
No, they're
right?
Not genies. Fortune tellers.
Well, fortune tellers, yeah. But it was like one of those fucking arcade machines, right? And I was like, I just want to be older, man. I just want to be big. And then I woke up the next day, and guess what?
You were old, motherfucker.
I was fucking old.
What?
And I could do whatever I want.
I remember.
When I woke up, my mom freaked out because she saw a man in her fucking kid's bedroom, and she thought I fucking kidnapped him and
like
shit.
A pedophile.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So
but
I had,
was you?
Yeah, I had to get a job, and I got a job at a toy store, and I was doing all kinds of dumb shit. And I did, I played chopsticks on the fucking, on the keyboard, on the fucking, you know that keyboard that's kind of like one of those,
Oh, okay, now I get it.
This is from the 1900s.
I'm sorry, what? No.
By 1980s, huh?
You may not remember this, Barlow's, but this was a movie.
No.
I'm like 2
years
old.
This is a fucking movie, Jerry.
And the girl falls in love with him?
Yes.
And they do it?
Yes.
Technically, she did it with a boy.
Yo, a minor. A fucking minor.
You think people process that shit? They realize.
You know what? I watched your documentary, Jerry.
We're going to call the cops.
Yeah. And when I saw it, I was like, this bitch fucked a 12-year-old.
Well, I mean, it was exciting, bro.
It was exciting.
But why was your name Tommy?
That's how it goes.
No,
oh, was this in your past life?
Yes. Well, no, it happened last year.
That's a fucking movie, Jerky.
No, I'm back.
It's called Big.
Oh, Big. There you
it's
go.
Called Big.
I was pretty big, though.
Good for you, Jerky.
She loved it.
Good for you, Jerky.
Fucking loved it.
She hacked.
Bro.
Salud.
Oh, man. Funny ass show, fellas and lady fellas.
Yay.
But that's it. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Zip it up. Zip it down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, go scrub your balls, guy.
Damn it.
It's been hot.
Again.
Yeah.
Did we even introduce Noelia?
We didn't.
No.
I know. For our listeners that are super slow, we have.
They're like, huh. Is that Noelia?
Nah, she's not.
Nah, I think that's also. Nah, I think it's Chavo.
We have fucking Noelia in the house today, man.
Noelia in the house.
She needs no introduction.
Right.
Bro. Like, she's been on this show so many times, she should be a fucking regular.
Right. So they know her voice. Yeah, they know who she is.
It was, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, man.
Of course.
Did you have a good time?
Always. Even, I was like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, it might get a little bit warm in there. No, man. It was hot, but the topics were hot.
The topics were hot.
Yeah.
That should have, like, fucked at least one of us.
I mean, there was a lot of time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm getting a little, little signs right here.
I mean, what you're doing is you're staring at that tattoo.
That's what it is.
New tattoo is a little alluring right
now.
Every week he becomes a little more robotic and shit.
I was like, oh, look at that tattoo. And then like, oh, look at that thigh. What else is behind the shorts?
It ain't too buku. It's just enough. Oh, what is it?
It's just right.
With medium dick?
Yes.
Just right.
Yeah. But no. Always a fun time. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I got to ask questions that were like, not like, I was a little bit embarrassed. But
They were a little taboo.
A little bit. We're not used to answering these questions ourselves, but we did all right.
And not immediately after they're asked.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you had a little bit of
That's
a
why you had some silence. I think that's never happened.
We have to think.
just like, shit.
I did it, guys. I did it. They didn't know what to say.
Yeah, but thank you. Thank you, Noelia, for showing up, and, yes, and we always appreciate your presence, thank for you. Sure. Oh, man. So, super funny show. Enjoyed it. And thank you guys for being here week after week, man. And for the listeners, shout out to you guys, man. Thanks for listening.
We have listeners?
We have listeners.
Listeners, bro.
Bullshit. They haven't asked a question in 3 weeks.
You know what? We just haven't been reading our emails.
Oh, I know. We've been bad. We've been bad. So if you guys are sending shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're just lazy now.
Blame it on Jericho and Victoria. I don't do any work outside of showing up.
Yeah, with that,
you do a lot of work. You keep your youth. Look at that.
Oh, there you go. You gotta stay youthful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's work in itself.
Yes.
Yeah. So with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee. Ba 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 doo.
And this week I have a little show that I want to talk about.
What's that?
It's called Hotel Cocaine.
Hotel Cocaine.
I think you guys will love this show. And you know what? I think it's on MGM Plus.
Okay.
Which I have no idea what the fuck that is, because I'm watching it on the streaming platform that's totally free.
Totally. Oh, you're back on the streaming platform.
Well,
what do you mean back?
I thought he wasn't on it. I thought he paid for his services.
I know. I've been on that for like 3-4 years now.
Oh, okay.
Hi, and isn't it fucking worth it?
Well, I only watch porn on that. But now I have to watch it because I'm watching MGM Plus.
You don't watch the pay-per-view fights and shit?
I don't, man.
Hey, little sidetrack real quick.
Yeah.
Do you feel like more of a fucking fiend when you watch porn on the TV?
A little bit.
I'm like, oh, that's too big.
Yeah.
What if someone looks through my window?
Right. That's the thing. And you know the volume's got to be up.
Oh, yeah. So. Yes. So, but, you know, MGM Plus, Hotel Cocaine.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. A lot of people that you've seen before, a lot of actors that are really good. This show delivers, man.
And all right.
You guys will probably like it. There's 2 episodes that have been released so far.
Any bears?
No bears
cocaine
yet.
Cocaine bears.
No bears yet, but it takes place in Florida in the late 1970s or the early 1980s. Right. One of those. And it's one of those shows that you'll probably be hooked on because there's a lot of titties going on. Man.
Wow.
I have a question.
You, you have a question. Go ahead.
How much of these episodes did you watch?
There's only been two, so that's 20 minutes so far.
All right.
20 minutes.
Yeah. 20 minutes titties? Is legit.
Four titties? 6 titties?
At least 10, bro.
What? In 20 minutes?
In 20 minutes.
Wow.
I'm not hating that show, man. All
right. Cocaine Bear. I mean, Cocaine
Cowboy. No, cocaine Cabin.
Hotel Cocaine.
Oh.
Hotel Cocaine, man. And all right. I think you guys will enjoy it, man. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars really didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. You do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. Pinche podcast, hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast. Está chingón, a un pinche podcast, hasta felas.
tampoco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua.